Thank you for being here. We are so happy to be able to host y'all today. I know this is important to me because I have a number of family and friends that have served and are currently serving. So this means a lot to me because I know the sacrifice, the courage and dedication it takes for y'all to do what you do. And for that, I'm grateful. And I thank you for that. The Raiders have had a long history of supporting the military, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show alongside head coach Jack Del Rio. Jack, last week we talked about the fourth quarter, and you've talked throughout week after week about resiliency and your team. What did you see in this past game? I know that it was a loss, but you have to be happy down two touchdowns for the team to come back like they did.
Yeah, big time showing there of resolve, of coming back and having the resilience to stay in the fight, and gave ourselves a great opportunity. Now, it didn't go our way, but you can't discount what you saw. I mean, it was really a great credit to our guys, our staff, our players, continuing to fight, us making plays, and that really bodes well for us going forward.
Yeah, it didn't go your way, but you didn't sugarcoat it to the media either.
Right.
When you talked about the defense, you said there are some concerns. What are those?
Well, We got away from the things that we had really begun to do very well, and that is leverage blocks, shed blocks, tackle, some of the basic fundamentals to playing good defense. And, you know, when we've done it right, it's been very good. And when it gets away from you like that, you can have an ugly day. And that was an ugly day on defense. As a football team, we fought, found a way to stay in the game and had a chance. But, you know, you come away with that many yards and that many points given up on defense, there's no way you're happy with that.
When you look at the game, the upcoming matchup with the Vikings, the first person that comes to mind is Adrian Peterson. But I want to focus on the defense because we know, and Coach Zimmer, he always coaches up a nice defense.
Yeah, Mike does a nice job with the defense. They play a lot of quarters coverage, a lot of even coverage, 2 and 4. And so split safety looks. You know, with that, you're playing a lighter box, and there should be opportunities to run the ball, and, you know, we'll have another challenge on our hands.
Okay, so now let's focus on Adrian Peterson. How do you plan to slow him down?
Well, leverage and tackle. We got to make sure we do the basic fundamentals. I mean, this guy, you know, you have to button down the edges. You've got to make sure you're leveraging your blocks properly and you're tackling. And when you do those things, even a great player like this, okay, you can hold him down. But if you don't do it, what happens is a back like this, if you don't take care of your responsibility and he gets loose, and he's the kind of guy that he's too strong for DBs to bring down, too fast, will run away from other people, and all of a sudden you're getting really explosive, ugly gains. And this guy's known for that throughout his career. It's a big-time challenge for our defense.
There was a time when you were wearing that uniform with pride.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer you in silver and black. I'll just let you know.
Thank you.
Do you miss the horn?
No, I don't like hearing the horn anymore. I loved hearing the horn when I was a player there.
Yeah.
That meant we were rolling, things were going good. I enjoyed my 4 years there in Minnesota as a player. And, you know, they've got a nice tradition there. They've got a defensive background, a lot of good football teams. Not quite like the silver and black.
Yeah, thankfully the horn doesn't travel, so that's a good thing. But going back to those days, and it's funny because one of the people that we work with here says you haven't changed from your playing days. You look exactly the same. There have to be so many fond memories, especially when it comes to the Pro Bowl.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we played great defense up there. We were number one in defense up there. Played with some guys that are now in the Hall of Fame, you know, Johnny Randall and Chris Carter and some of those guys. So, you know, a lot of good players, a lot of good times, a lot of good memories.
That's going to do it for Jack Del Rio and I. Coming up next, we talk to the man in charge of protecting Derek Carr's blind side. Donald Penn will join us here on the Silver and Black Show.
It's exciting. I love watching him play. I love seeing him get better. And, you know, he's the heartbeat of this team. And we're going as far as he's going to take us.